This is SDPB News. I'm Susie Hansen, and here are today's stories. Rapid City officials announced water restrictions will remain in place year-round. City officials elevated Pactola Reservoir from concern status to alert status, saying this summer water flowing into the reservoir ran far below normal. The daily watering schedule that was in place until the end of September now runs through the winter and into the next year. No watering is allowed between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. daily. City Water Superintendent Eric Boyda says they look at how much water flows into Pactola, not how much is stored there. Boyda says the water elevation levels at Pactola are down, but not at historic lows. He also says Pactola and Deerfield reservoirs hold several years of water, which gives the region resiliency against droughts. State tribal leaders say there's a disconnect between services promised to tribal nations and those provided. Right now, they say that discrepancy is highlighted in law enforcement. CJ Keene has more.
South Dakota's tribal leaders met in Rapid City Wednesday to call for more support to reservation lands from federal and state partners, namely calls for consistent mandatory funding of tribal police regardless of administration or status of the government. According to information from the Great Plains Tribal Chairmen's Association, funding is about one quarter of tribal staffing needs and falls well short of the estimated $3.5 billion these entities need to properly maintain public safety standards seen off reservations. Oglala Sioux Tribe President Frank Starr comes out says this is reflected in the numbers from Pine Ridge.
The formula is 2.8 officers per 1,000 people. The Oglala Sioux Tribe has 54,000 membership and 27 officers. What is wrong with that picture?
That sentiment was echoed by Shalane Knudsen, chairwoman of the Yankton Sioux Tribe. She says little has changed since the last time this question was asked.
At the time in 2024, we only had 3 tribal police officers. Today, we have 5 tribal police officers, and we have 2 cadets, I believe, that are in training right now.
The Yankton Sioux Tribe has a population of about 11,500 enrolled members. Vermilion, a college town with a similar population, reported 20 sworn officers in a phone call with SDPB. And it's also important to note that total is 1.7 officers per 1,000 people. What this boils down to for tribes, though, according to Star comes out, is a serious need for more support.
Today, I encourage tribal nations, not only from the Great Plains, but nationwide, it's time to stand up. Stand up for your nation, voice for your people, come together, join us in a fight for our people.
The Tribal Chairman's Association estimates less than 13% of funding compared to the current identified need is met overall. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Governor Larry Roden's office announced grants to 82 health technology and data organizations. The $90 million, the office writes, symbolizes investments in technology and data modernization for underserviced rural communities. This includes cybersecurity, patient monitoring, and digital referral and care coordination platforms. The awards come from the Rural Health Transformation Program. The State Board of Regents, which oversees the public university system, proposed investments for what it describes as key industries. That includes a $1 million request to establish and maintain the Center for National Defense in state universities. That is to be housed at Black Hills State, Dakota State, and South Dakota Mines. The Regents write in a release, it highlights the board's commitment to the state's workforce while supporting assets like the State National Guard Branch and Ellsworth Air Force Base. Meanwhile, it also reflects a promise made by Governor Larry Roden to highlight national security as a tentpole of the state economy moving forward. One of South Dakota's senators introduces a bill incentivizing ranchers to convert cropland back to grassland, though the land could still be grazed and hayed under emergency conditions. Jackson Dirks reports.
U.S. Senator Mike Rounds is introducing the Rebuilding America's National Cow Herd, or Ranch Act. The act would offer about a 75% payment of what the average rental rate would be if the land was left in commodity production. It's based on county-specific numbers. That land could be grazed as well, Round says.
So you get a double dip in terms of not just a payment for it, for having it as ranch land, but then you would also be able to graze it and get paid for grazing it.
Haying is also allowed under emergency conditions, according to a release from Rounds' office. He says the bill puts land back into higher quality productivity to have more grass available. The voluntary contracts would be 10 to 15 years long. The bill is brought with bipartisan support by Senator Rounds and Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. She's the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, which oversees the Farm Bill. It could be a potential vehicle to put the bill.
The good news is that the Farm Bill is not out of the committee yet.
Round said it wouldn't apply or take away any other programs that could help farmers with cross-fencing. Though this comes at the same time the country is looking at incentivizing corn crop. Congress has motion on making ethanol-blended gas of 15% available year-round. E15 all year long made it into both the House and Senate Farm Bill markups.
That's exactly the reason why we're looking at the Ranch Act, is to make sure that those folks have got another viable alternative.
Rounds isn't hearing pushback from row crop groups because they stand to benefit.
Because a lot of those row crop groups also recognize that a lot of that row crop, particularly with corn, goes into livestock feed. And if you've got more in a foundation herd, you've got more of a demand for that livestock feed as well.
Senator Rounds is running against independent Brian Bangs for his seat in November. In Mitchell, I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
And a Rapid City banker was appointed chairman of South Dakota's Independent Community Bankers Association. Nick Conway is president of First Western Federal Savings Bank in Rapid City. He succeeds Michael Bell of the Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Scotland as chairman. The Independent Community Bankers of South Dakota represents about 400 independently owned and locally controlled South Dakota Community Bank branches in more than 1,000 communities. Follow SDPB News on X, Facebook, and Instagram.